So today we have Thrive Strategic Services and Leg talking about Thrive 3.0 and her upcoming expedition to Mount Kilimanjaro and how it coincides with data transformation. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program we have an expedition in the works. And that is Ann Legg from Thrive. How are you, Ann?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And the reason why I say we have an expedition in the works is because you are going to Mount Kilimanjaro like within the next couple of weeks or something like that?
Absolutely true. I am going to fly to Africa because that's where you can find Mount Kilimanjaro.
That's what I heard.
Specifically in Tanzania. And it is the largest freestanding mountain on this planet, and it's 19,000 feet, and I'm going to see if I get to the summit.
Right on. Well, congratulations on that. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I want to step back a little bit and talk about Thrive 3.0. So what's new with your organization going into Q? I think we're already into Q3, Q4, and then even 2020. So what's going on with Thrive?
So what's been so fun about Thrive is Thrive really has been this wonderful, and honestly, in all the ways it has been, it's been a wonderful journey of how do we get credit unions to leverage the single most robust asset they have, which is their data, to impact the member's life. And kind of like I wrote about, a couple weeks back, that it's really, phase one was really kind of putting a business process together. Phase two was all the wonderful work that I was able to do with Advantage Analytics. And phase three now is looking at it and saying, hey, we've got two really important things that we as an industry need to transform. And the first one is really thinking about what is that member's journey.
Yeah.
So we think about, if I'm working for a credit union, I'm like, what is it that I want my members, how do I want to improve my members' lives, right? So let's just think about that. I've got strategies, but let's make sure they're member-centric, right? The second part is I've got all this gorgeous data. Now, my data is going to feel overwhelming. It's going to feel like there's too much. But at the end of the day, there's really two pieces around it. Number one, what am I doing to make it a formal governance? And let me be clean about that. When I'm looking at data, I'm already governing my other very robust asset, and that's my loans, right? I've got audits. I've got processes to make sure that it's all good and fabulousness, right? And making sure that it's helping the member. Our data is going to be that next robust asset, and we've got to figure out how we're also going to make that govern. Mm-hmm. So let me help you govern that, put that together, make that wonderful for you. And then that second piece is, how am I going to make my talent, my actual staff, really get excited about my data and know how it's going to make members' life better? So we've got member-centric focus in our strategy. Make sure we've got governance, because we now know we're going to govern for that member problem we're solving. And then let me figure out, how am I going to make my staff, my talent, how am I going to make them understand and creatively consume that data?
Gotcha. And so I want to switch to Mount Kilimanjaro, because I'm very happy for you and Thrive going into 2020. And
right.
But this Kilimanjaro thing's, it's like the elephant in the room. So tell us about it. What prompted you to do something like this?
So I was looking at the opportunity of, I've got Thrive 3.0 and I've got some time and I've got some space. And I said, one of the things I have absolutely wanted to do for over 20 years now has been to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
And I got the bug when I climbed Mount Whitney 19 years ago.
Right.
Now, what's been fun about why has there been a 20-year gap? Well, I have an 18-year-old.
Priorities.
Do the math. And at that point, the way the world was, I didn't have the opportunity. I didn't have more importantly, I don't think I had the health regime to be able to say, hey, I can go and bust up a mountain and go do this. So now I do. And I'm taking, like I said, I'm taking both horns of the bull.
Good
and
for you.
Seeing how what I can do with it. And most importantly, I've got an opportunity to also make an impact. So I'm fundraising for the National Credit Union National Foundation.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yep, Girls on the Run. Let me make a little pitch for that.
Good for you.
For Feeding San Diego. So actually, you can find information about that in my blog at andlegthrive.com.
Okay.
Or you can look at LinkedIn. There's a posting that talks about how I'm fundraising as well.
Oh, good. Well, we'll put links in that in the show notes so people can get right to it and help fundraise and all that type of stuff. So bonus. All right. Good for you. All right. Now, you wrote a blog post, I think it was today or yesterday or something like that, where you likened this expedition to how data transformation is a lot like climbing a mountain. So I want to connect the dots here. So can you expand on this?
Absolutely. So, when you're thinking about a data strategy, right, you're thinking about data transformation, you're saying, I've got all this data and I want to change with it. The same thing true is you're standing at a mountain and looking and going, wow, I want to get up 19,000 feet, but I don't know how to start. that is too overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what tools I need. I don't even know what mindset I need. I don't even know what fitness I need. I don't know where to start. So when I started thinking about them, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of similarities. And really the biggest one is, hey, you got to start. You've got to say and commit, I'm going to do it. And that really has to go back with having your vision. What's your why? And then really, as you think about it, okay, if this is what I want to do, and this is where I want to bring my member, and let's talk about that. Right now, members have that gorgeous expectation that they want anything that they do in the world to be like Amazon. I hate to say it, but it's truly the Amazon effect. So members are out there going, hey, I want this mortgage done like that, I want my car loan done like this, and you all deliver it to my house, right? That is becoming this expectation. And as a credit union, you're saying, how do I even go there? Well, if that's what I want to do, if I want to counter and provide a user experience that is best experience, awesome compared to Amazon, and that's what I want to do my data for. So that might be, you know, your ideal use case.
Right.
Backing into that, then you're going to have to say, what's my map and what's my, you know, what's my plan and what's my roadmap? And to really be able to do that, you're really going to have to think about what's my current assessment, right? So where do I sit with my data? What are the tools I have? How can I do this? You know, what's my talent or where are they in the whole world of being able to take data? And then, you know, at the end of the day, what else can I do with this? What other pieces do I have? Right? So you've got to think about the time frame. You know, this isn't just like climbing, you know, Mount Kilimanjaro. It's not something I just woke up, you know, yesterday and said, let me get me a ticket. I got You really have to think this through because you can't be painful. You know it's not going to be easy. You don't pick things because they're easy. You pick them because they're important.
Right.
And so you've got to make sure that you are looking at this with your eyes wide open. And at the end of the day, then it comes down to executing. And that, honest to God, that's really the hardest part, is to say, oh my gosh, I've got this roadmap. I'm seeing how I'm going to help my people. I'm seeing what my tools are. I'm seeing, you know, how I'm going to take my time frame. I got to now do it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I see the parallels completely. And I think where credit unions are right now, they're kind of like in the execution phase, I think, because there's been a lot of planning the last couple of years. And like you said, you've been planning this for basically 20 years.
Right.
So that's a lot of planning. So, but this a data transformation takes a lot of planning. It's no small undertaking.
Right.
And for something to be worthwhile, it's got to take a lot of planning, right?
Well, and also you've got to think about it too. You know, when you stand there and say, I'm going to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro, you don't actually know how it's going to end. You can't. You just know you're going to try. And you know that the trying part is actually the best part because it's the part that you are going to walk away with some, you know, learnings. And that's the same way with data transformation. If you know that your whole point is to make that member's life better, you will.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be the way you thought it's going to be, but you're going to make that member's life better. And that's why credit unions have got to try. And part of the execution piece that I'm seeing a lot of is it's all about the tool. You know, I need this piece of tool or that tool. And yes, a tool is important to be able to manage your data, but you really have to think a lot about the talent. At some point, you're going to have this gorgeous, awesome reporting that's going to come out. And can your talent absorb that?
Right.
In turn, know how to make your member's life better with it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving pieces, just like climbing a mountain. I didn't, you know, it's not like being okay, if I have all this money, I go do it. I mean, I've had to make sure that, you know, I've had to get my health checked. I had to get a visa. I had, you know, for a foreign country, I've had an amazing amount of shots. I've had my blood work tested. I mean, again, plus all the equipment that I've had to buy.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of pieces that all have to come together to be able to stand there. And here's the fun part. You got to stand at the base of that mountain and go, I'm excited to do this. I'm a little freaked out, but I'm excited. And you've got to stand there and look at data transformation and go, yeah, I'm a little freaked out, but I'm excited because I know I can make the members life better.
It's a little bit outside of a lot of people's comfort zone for sure.
Yeah.
And that's actually a good thing because it really pushes you to do something. That's where the rubber hits the road to do things great. And that's kind of what you're doing. Because, I mean, not only have you bought the equipment, you got your health checked, you got all that type of stuff, but there's different stages of the climb, I'm assuming, too, that you have to plan for. So like a credit union doing their data transformation, there's different stages of that, right?
Yes, and that is excellent. So you start off, and it's great because it's gorgeous forest. So imagine, you know, Jumanji, right? Beautiful forest, 80 degrees, perhaps some big bugs, but you've got shots for that. It's awesome, right? Okay. And then you start moving up, and then just like anything else, you're going to start moving. So, you know, right now it's lush, and you can assess, and you don't have to have special clothing. You move up, and pretty soon you're going to start getting it pretty high, 8,000 feet. And right now, obviously, in the United States, 14,000 feet is the tallest mountains we have here. But pretty soon you get above the tree line, and it's not that pretty anymore, and it kind of looks like a moon. And you've got to find the beauty in that. You've got to be like, that over there, what's the weirdest little fuzzy little plant that grows at 14,000 feet? And it's kind of cute. And, oh, my gosh, now I can see the sunrise that's going to happen over the clouds. And wow, I'm at a point where people are flying in planes, and this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And super cool about Kilimanjaro is it's actually a volcano, so you kind of go around a rim of a volcano.
Yeah,
that's got its cool magic. And then that's crazy. But then at some point, you're going to get up to the top, right? So you're going to really, think of this as the point when you actually turn the data on and everything's coming up. You're going to get up to the top. And at that point, you got to realize you got to get down.
That was my next question, is getting down.
So the cool part about a lot of the climbing is obviously getting at 19,000 feet, you've got to be able to acclimate, because that's really the most important part, to be able to get your body and lungs, because mm-hmm. there's some really creepy things that can happen if you don't. But once you get up to acclimate, you don't want to spend up a lot of time up there, because our human body is not built for that unless you bring your own oxygen.
Right.
You want to get up, you want to enjoy that gorgeous moment of I'm here, and then you want to get the heck down.
Mm-hmm.
So the last part of the trip is actually the longest part. So we spend about 4 hours getting to the summit, and we start at midnight.
Wow, fun.
Love your headlamp. Will you get the sunrise? I'm sorry, but sunrise. 19,000 feet, I've never had it. And at least I've only seen it from a plane. And then you spend another 10 hours coming all the way down and getting down to around 11,000 feet.
Because
then your body's going to be like, woo, this has been a lot of fun, but I'm happy to get back down to
I bet.
How it is. So it's going to be a journey, just like a transformation.
Wow, yeah, because my next question was like, okay, how long does it take? So it's like an all-day affair, I'm assuming.
So it's kind of fun. There's many ways you can climb it, which is just like many ways you can approach data transformation. This one, I'm going to take my good, fashion, awesome time and enjoy every moment. I'm taking 8 days.
Okay, all right.
Right, so for all who are out there, yes, it's 8 days, no shower.
Well, I assume you'll be taking one on the way home, so before you get back. It'll be fun.
And there is the ability to have proper hygiene. Let's just make sure there will be proper hygiene.
We understand. You're on top of a mountain. It's okay.
There is no running water and there's no Wi-Fi.
There's no Hyatt at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, all right?
No.
Not that I know of. All right. So cool. So I'm assuming you're going to be blogging and stuff like that during your journey and stuff. So where can people go and check that out?
Absolutely. And Lake Thrive.
Okay.
.com, and it's going to be in my blog, and I'm also pushing that out on Twitter and LinkedIn.
Oh,
so
good.
If you can't get straight to the blog, you can find it on those channels as well.
Very cool. Well, I really enjoyed the blog post on how you kind of paralleled the climb and a data transformation at a credit union. I think the parallels are pretty obvious there. So anything else to wrap up, Anne, before I let you get going and onto a plane?
Make this awesome, and look at the Credit Union National Foundation if you feel like making a little donation there, or if you feel like Girls on the Run, or if you feel like adding to Feed America. Let's make this impactful all the way around.
Indeed. Great point. Good stuff. All right, Anne, I will, let's check back in when you get back so we can do a post interview on all the adventures that you experienced and more, and what you learned and all that good stuff. So look forward to your return, and good luck on the trip.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.